This week, Massachusetts health officials had some startling news about cigarettes. It seems the nicotine content in cigarette smoke is on the rise. Researchers analyzed nicotine levels in 116 different kinds of cigarettes manufactured between 1998 and 2004. These included light, mild, and menthol brands.
We found that there was an average of a 10% increase.
Sally Fogarty is an associate commissioner with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. She says some of the biggest spikes in nicotine were found in cigarette brands that are popular with teenagers and minorities.
When you looked at Marlboro, which is the most popular brand among adolescents, the average increase for the Marlboro cigarettes was 21%. And for the cool brands, it was up closer to 30.
Because nicotine is the addictive substance in tobacco, Fogarty says, smokers may find it harder to quit.
If it is more difficult to stop smoking, people could think it was something they were doing wrong, and they might just give up. And so the message that we want to get out is that people may need to have multiple attempts, but that they should also talk to their healthcare provider.
Researchers offered no explanation for the higher nicotine content in cigarette smoke, and cigarette makers are not saying what might account for the increase either. The three major U.S. tobacco firms all declined to comment on the Massachusetts nicotine study. But Philip Morris International, a subsidiary of the U.S. tobacco and food giant Altria, did have a response. It said many European countries set limits on tar and nicotine, and the new findings in the U.S. highlight the need for comprehensive regulation of the way cigarettes are made, sold, and tested in this country. That's the same argument that tobacco control advocates are making. Dr. David Kessler tried to regulate the industry as commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration in the 1990s, but the courts ruled the agency didn't have the authority to treat cigarettes as a drug delivery device, even though FDA does oversee other nicotine products like patches and inhalers. Dr. Kessler has lots of questions about the Massachusetts findings.
This is a very addictive drug. We have to understand if, in fact, nicotine levels are rising, there has to be an explanation.
Nicotine levels depend on a number of factors. For example, tobacco leaves harvested from the top of the stalk have higher nicotine concentrations than leaves at the bottom of the plant. And certain cigarette additives, like ammonia, can make it easier for smokers to inhale more nicotine.
There's a great deal of sophistication in getting to very exact levels of nicotine in cigarettes. Yes, it's grown naturally, but that doesn't mean that it appears in the cigarette by accident.
Kessler says only cigarette makers know for sure what's going on with nicotine levels. But he does wonder about why this is happening now, at a time when there are more restrictions on smoking than ever before.
One possibility is that with increasing indoor air laws, with the inability to smoke in more and more public places, smokers are smoking fewer and fewer cigarettes. I mean, the question is this rise in part due to the smokers needing to maintain their level, their dose? It's only conjecture, but it all has to do with dose. My sense is a 10% increase could be a significant pharmacological dose.
So far, attempts in Congress to give the FDA jurisdiction over tobacco have failed.